It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
So the only thing I really do on this show is have guests on the segments that are so much smarter and wittier than I. And I think that's what makes it successful. Well, hopefully successful. But I have the lovely Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. I've called him, if you haven't listened to him before, the Patch Adams of the naturopathic MD world. But because he's great and he's lovely and he's got such an extensive experience and a great background and extensive education, and I probably would say expensive too, but he makes me smile, he makes me laugh, and he, at the end of the day, in my opinion, is a consumer advocate. Those who are consuming care as a service industry that we I think dwell in, he advocates for those people. So we're here to, as he says, clear the air and clear your sinuses. Jacob?
Today. So for those of you out there who can't breathe through your nose, find that you got sinusitis and it just remarkably for some reason happened to become chronic and ongoing, we're going to teach you why that happened and how to make the sinusitis and your doctor visits go away.
Yay! I love that all because there is nothing, and I hear it all the time, there's nothing worse than, I mean, certainly acute sinusitis, you get an inflammation during an infection and it goes away, that's great, but chronic, oh, and I have so many people, friends, family, patients alike, that suffer from this issue.
Absolutely. And it's not just a matter of the pain and the discomfort. What people don't realize is that nasal congestion can lead to fatigue. If you notice, when people, when you have a stuffy nose, many of you will have what's called a downing reflex. And it comes from the old days when an animal, say a rabbit, used to be hunted. And if it couldn't smell, it couldn't tell where its predators were, so it would go to ground. And that's a reflex some of us still have. If we have a stuffy nose, it's something in our body sends us to ground. So we want to lay in bed and hide all day. And for those of you who have stuffy nose while you're sleeping, most of you are fine. You wake up kind of tired and feeling awful. Mm. You just don't have the energy. So not just will you be able to breathe, you're going to get your energy back as you clear your nose.
Right. Well, and yeah, you know, and I always say that fatigue is sort of the secondary response to infection because your immune system works best when you're at rest. And so when you're itis, constantly itis, no matter what it is, you've got inflammation, your immune system sort of scurrying about to handle that inflammation, you're going to be tired.
Absolutely. And so let's let people know, you know, why do you get the sinus infection in the first place? And sometimes if it's seasonal, there can be an allergic component. But there's two Mayo Clinic studies, actually, that looked at it and found that 90-plus percent of people who had chronic sinusitis were having immune reactions to fungal elements, to fungal infections, basically, in their nose and sinuses. And basically, it's a yeast infection. When we have it down below, it's more obvious in the gut. You get the gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation stuff. But when you get candida in the nose and other fungi as well, you get an immune reaction, you get swelling, and anytime anything in the body gets swollen shut, whether it's the appendix, where you get appendicitis, gallstones, so you get gallbladder attacks, or in the nose, when the sinuses get blocked up, you get a secondary bacterial infection. That's when it turns yellow, green, hurts like the dickens, and you go, "Doc, give me an antibiotic." And the doctor says, "Sure, here's an antibiotic." And you say, "Well, that feels a little better, maybe, sometimes." And then you notice, geez, it comes back worse and worse each time. So we're going to teach you how to make it go away in a way that is healthy and will make it stay gone.
All right, hit him. Go.
Okay. Well, think a couple things. Number one, when you have an infection in an open space, the medical wisdom is antibiotics don't do it. You've got to cut it open and drain it. That's what happens with an abscess. The nice thing about the nose and sinuses is you've got two handy holes right there waiting for you. You don't need a knife. So what you do is you rinse the little buggers out. You do a salt water rinse. Either just you can use a neti pot. I just put it in the palm of my hand and sniff it up one nostril at a time and blow. Half a teaspoon of salt, per cup of lukewarm water. You can put in maybe a quarter teaspoon of baking soda, make it a little more comfortable and soothing. And you just rinse it up, you know, suck that water up, a handful up, an inch or two or three, and then blow. Blow gently so you don't hurt your ears, and then repeat on the other side. Do it two, three times until it feels clear. You have then washed 90% of those little buggers down the drain without needing to do hand-to-hand combat. After that, silver nose spray. I like one called Argentin 23. But any of the good silver nose sprays, silver is an excellent anti-infectious agent. Put a couple sprays in each nostril a couple times a day. There is a prescription sinusitis nose spray that's made by Holistic Pharmacies. It contains an antibacterial, an antifungal, xylitol, a little bit of cortisol to shrink swelling, and bismuth to break up biofilms. The infections in your nose aren't sitting there on a petri dish waiting to dry. They live in walled cities called biofilms that keep the antibiotics out, which is why the antibiotics often don't work. The bismuth and silver both break down those walls so your immune system can get to it. And then I'm going to go with the medication Diflucan, antifungal, for 6 weeks. Avoid sugar, which feeds the little yeast buggers. That's like pouring gasoline on a fire. And then you can help clear the sinuses a bit by sniffing things like eucalyptus oil. I like one called Sinucheck. That's an enzymatic therapy product. And it just helps membrane shrink and open so things can drain. You do those simple things, and you're going to find that what used to be chronic sinusitis is now a goodbye sinusitis. It's gone.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that is brilliant. And that's basically a take home. And remember, folks, if that, you know, you can go to RadioMD.com and you can download this segment and listen to that again, because that is a boom, boom, boom. See you later, sinusitis.
Holly, let me give some simple things too. For those of you with iPhones or Androids, there's a free iPhone app. It's called Cures A to Z. So Cures, capital A-Z, about 2 million downloads so far. So you can go ahead and have Health Topics A to Z, click on sinusitis. This is all there. One other thing for folks, if you have allergies that are contributing to the sinusitis, or in general, whether they're food allergies, nasal allergies, there's an excellent acupressure technique called NAET. There's about 10,000 NAET practitioners worldwide that can knock out your allergies. One allergy can be knocked out every 20 minutes. That's how long it took to get rid of my lifelong hay fever, 20 minutes. So you go to www.n, that's N like Nancy, A-E-T like Tom, .com to learn more about it. Our foundation funded a study using NAT for autism. 23 of the 30 children were back in regular school after 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group, simply by treating the food allergies with the NAET.
Wow, yeah. NAET is amazing. People who, you know, we can clear through rotation diets and or blood type diets and other elimination diets, but people that are stubborn, when I suggest and recommend an NAET practitioner and they actually go through that process, they actually get cured. It's amazing. So, all right, this is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. And once again, you know, I think these shows are great. And once curesa2z.com, so that's C-U-R-E-S, so Cures, capital A dash Z. No, not .com, sorry. That is an app that you can download, iPhone, Android, and these things will be there at your fingertips pretty much, correct?
Absolutely. It's my wife and I decided to make it free so that everybody could get it. And just say it's like having my brain in your pocket.
I would love to have your brain in my pocket, but I think sometimes I already do. This is Dr. Holly Lucille. We're at Mindful Medicine and Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. And you can also go to RadioMD.com and hear more of the lovely Jacob Teitelbaum. He's with me every week. Stay tuned.